We have a few folks here right now from Crunk. And any friend of Reverend Pastor Tim Smith is a friend of mine. Any friend of Pastor Tim's, Reverend Pastor, he's all those things. Tim leads an incredible organization called Center of Life. He would probably say he follows Center of Life. He's a servant leader that works to create so many wonderful programs, one of which is Crunk. And here representing that program today, he's actually part of the tech program there, is Ezra. And Ezra, it's nice to have you here. Good morning.
It's nice to be here as well. Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, generally speaking?
So I go to SciTech over in Oakland, and I joined the Crunk movement just because I had a friend who had a friend who was in Crunk. And I came, and I got into tech, and I just had photography as a hobby. But then I came to Crunk, and I really got into photography, and I've been doing it ever since, really.
Fantastic. Where do you live?
I live over in the north side, actually, really close to here. Marshall Shadland, yeah.
That's good to know, because depending on what you're interested in, I'm not going to take you away from Crunk. But we've got lots of stuff to do here, too, if you ever want to come down. In fact, we're opening up a new youth media center, which will be in the space right behind you. And if you're ever interested in plying your craft with us, we'd love to have you. Tell me a bit about what you like to do in the tech side of things.
So for tech, I do a lot of photography and a lot of video. So, you know, I'm constantly, you'll see me around with my camera taking photos at every show. Sometimes you'll see me, you know, on the video camera taking video. Then after that, there's a process, you know, editing it, chopping it all up, and getting it ready to be, you know, put out into the world.
It takes a really special way of looking at the world to do that well. You know, some people are of a mind like, we're all photographers now. We all carry cameras in our pockets, and you know, they've got more pixels than ever and better lenses than ever, but it still all breaks down to having a good eye and a sense of things. And when did you discover that this was something that you were pretty good at and that you wanted to focus on and get sharper on?
Well, I feel like mainly throughout my entire life, you know, I grew up in kind of a very a home, you know, very political, I guess you could say, very political home. And I think a lot of people say, you know, a camera, it's a weapon in a lot of ways because it can display images, you know. And so I think with myself, I want it to be a way where I can display my thoughts and how I feel in a very, you know, in a very clear-cut way that I can show to the world and people could look at and relate to and understand. So I think that's how I really got into photography.
I don't... I think often asking an artist to explain their art in words is not always a good idea, because you would rather allow the person looking to develop his or her own sense of it. But I'd like to ask you if you've ever taken a photo or video, or alternatively, if you've ever seen somebody else's work that moved you in a particular way or caused you to change the way you think about things. And I know that's kind of an odd question, but what you said about the power of photography and art is pretty phenomenal. I mean, it's a pretty amazing thing to think about. I'll tell you about one. Ime Alaquiva took a photo of Leon Ford surrounded by maybe seven men on one side, six or seven on the other. Leon Ford, who is in a wheelchair due to a police officer shooting him wrongly, let's just say. They're holding him up in his wheelchair off the ground. it's a powerful, powerful, they're in the middle of a street. So in some ways they're showing that, you know, you can draw so much conclusion from that photograph. Are there any that have moved you in that way? Or just in some way?
Some that have moved me. I think a lot of photos from the Black Panther Party from the 1960s, very moving. Because I think they kind of had this sense of almost like royalty. They're trying to show like royalty power.
Yeah.
I think another one really recently is this photo called Three Farmers on the Way to a Party. And it's a really powerful one. And you see three guys. And it's all about context, really. And it turns out these guys, they ended up going to World War II. And it's just when you have context of knowing that these men are going to World War II and they're there and they're very young and they're in their 20s. And, you know, it's clear that they're going into a horrific situation and they just seem very, there's unease, yet they're going to a party and it's very uncomfortable in a lot of ways.
Wow. That's great. Have you looked at Teenie Harris's stuff?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that Teenie Harris, I think he captured everyday life of people, you know, in Pittsburgh. And I think that was a very beautiful thing that he did, just captured the everyday life of people in Pittsburgh and how they lived back then.
Yeah, it's amazing. And all, you know, Teeny one shot Harris, more or less, most of his photos were taken with one shot. And when you think about all the tools that we now have to take photography, I think about that way with sound too. Albums or older radio programs that were produced in the analog world and how people did it. So do you think, you mentioned you're at SciTech, do you think you'll pursue photography? You're already doing it professionally, but after you got out of school?
I'm not sure if I want to. I think photography is something that I'm definitely super interested in. And I think I always want to do it, you know, as a hobby for the rest of my life. You know, if someone needs me for anything, a wedding, something like that, I'd always love to do it. But I think as a professional career, I've never really considered it as a full-time professional career, but I always want to keep it as a hobby in my life.
That's a good way of looking at it. Anything you'd like to say about Center of Life and the difference it's made, the crunk movement in your life? To me, it's interesting you live on the north side. You're going over to Hazelwood to do Center of Life, and you're going to school in Oakland, so you're on the road a lot.
I mean, when it comes to my professional development, you know, Center of Life, Crunk, it has helped me so much. You know, without them, I never really learned how to edit my photos or take video properly and learn how to work with sound and work with my camera really well. So it just really improved my professional development and me as a photographer and a videographer in general.
That's good to know. Who and any, I don't want to cause you to leave anybody out, but anybody in particular that's mentored you or helped you a great deal?
Anyone. I mean, I definitely think Garrett, who's a photography, the tech head, he's been very helpful with just, you know, showing me the ropes, showing me how to properly use my camera to take good photos, showing me how to properly use Lightroom and Photoshop to really just improve my photography and my work.
That's good to know. Thank you, Ezra, and best wishes. I hope you'll consider hanging out here. We actually, it might not surprise you, but as a radio station, we could use some good photo and video chops here. We have some folks, like the man behind me, who are very good, but we could always use a little more help, so maybe we'll be able to have you join us.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you.
So, and a moment, we're going to meet Amani from the Crunk Movement. Amani will share some music with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you. Well, it's great. It's part of our Youth Express segment today. You just heard from Ezra Jones, and now we have Imani Housie with us. I gave you a chance to rehearse your hello. Now you're here.
Hello.
Hello. And tell me about yourself. You're 17, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a student at Pittsburgh Kappa downtown.
Excellent.
I'm in their theater program.
Nice.
So that's fun. I came to Crunk the summer after eighth grade, so right before I transitioned to high school.
So you've spent a lot of time there. Where did you go to middle school?
I went to Allegheny right across the street.
Oh, nice. Do you live on the north side?
No. My mom is the principal over there, so I ended up going to her school.
Okay. Same last name as yours?
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of houses out there in the world. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or give a shout out to?
I'd like to shout out my parents for having me, of course. And then my grandma. Love her dearly.
Wonderful. And you're going to be sharing a couple songs, and we'll talk a little bit after the first one, which I believe is called Choices.
Yes.
Right? So, and I know maybe you can tell me how to come up with my name. But you go by Mani Bahia?
Bahia.
Yes. Okay, Mani Bahia. So Imani Housie, a.k.a. Mani Bahia, you're going to get a chance to hear her right now. Here she comes.
I want my peace with no loco. Give me my peace with no loco. I want my peace with no loco. Give me my. I want my peace with no loco. Give me my peace with no loco. I want my peace with no loco. Give me my. Brother in the hood, cooking up good. This what they wanted. Sis outside, selling her soul to the devil. This what they wanted. Nobody wanna be poor. You just come from it. I will not sit and be silent. I'ma confront it. Woo, took me from my land. Shoot me if I don't shake your hand. Excuse me, you were in command. Truly, you broke up my band, man. You destroyed my plans. And generation after generation, regenerated plantation. And you have left my hands vacant. I want my peace with no loco. Give me my peace with no loco. My peace with no loco. Give me my. I want my peace with no loco. Give me my peace with no loco. I want my peace with no loco. Give me my. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Wow. When did you write that?
We wrote that two years ago. So two summers ago.
I like it a lot. It's changing a bit, but you don't hear... Most rappers are usually heard from guys, right? Have you found that?
Yeah, the rap industry is, like, very male-dominant.
Yeah, it's starting to change
a little bit. There have been a few, like, pop-out artists that are females that are really bringing in a large crowd and a large following.
Was it difficult for you to... Like, when did you start performing?
I started performing when I came to Crunk, actually. They actually enhanced my performance by like 1,000 because I didn't know anything about like stage presence or anything like that.
Yeah, and I know there's rap coaches there that'll help you and mm-hmm. mentor you. And by the way, Crunk Movement is part of Center of Life in
yes.
Hazelwood. And just the idea of, first of all, you're sharing something very personal, but you're also on stage where people can see you, and it's not easy to deliver the rhythms exactly the way you want it, and I would think even to remember exactly what you're saying. Is that something you have to practice a lot?
I feel like in terms of like memorizing things, It comes differently for everybody. So, like, some people's memory is stronger than others, and some people can remember things quicker than others.
Are you good at that?
I'd say I'm all right. I'm not, like, super, super, like, I don't have any superpowers or anything.
Yeah.
But I say you give me, like, a day or two, and I can have something down completely solid. I'm not sure what I can do in half an hour, but, you know.
That helps you as a theater major, I'm
yes.
sure, to know those things. Is this your senior year?
Yes, it is.
Do you know, I'm sorry to be like every other adult in your life,
no.
Do you know what's happening after you graduate?
Oh, I'm strongly considering Point Park.
Nice. Are mm-hmm. you promise ready?
I am promise ready. Yes.
Any house has to be promise ready, but I'm glad to hear that. Point Park's a great school.
It is.
And Pitt has some amazing programs.
It does.
So does Carnegie Mellon. Do you like to dance?
No, I like to dance for fun, like with my friends, but you'll never find me on a stage at a dance recital.
That's something, because I know Point Park has a musical theater program.
Yeah.
But I hope that goes well for you. If there is somebody listening right now who kind of shuts down with rap or hip hop as a listener, who just says, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to listen. You know, there are people out there with all genres of music. What would you tell that person to kind of open up their eyes or years?
I'd say you never know like what you're going to be into, so try something new. Don't be scared to try something new. I think rap kind of has a stigma on it, rap and hip-hop, because rappers say everything that's on their mind. So at one point there was a very political kind of standpoint with rappers and how they were moving these crowds with their words and with their songs, and who they were moving the crowds towards or away from. So, I mean, you never judge a book by its cover. You never know what you're going to like.
Yeah, that's interesting, because rap almost always is making a statement or delivering a message. Music isn't, other forms of music aren't necessarily doing that, or at least it's not always as clear as it is with rap, I think. And so what you need to realize, too, I would imagine, is just like there's all kind of books and all kind of poems, you can't judge the entire genre by one artist that you hear. It's really fun to have you here today.
Now, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you've got one more song. If you're just joining us from Center of Life and the Crunk Movement, we have Imani Housey, a.k.a. Mani Bahia.
Yes.
What would be my rap name? How did you come up with your rap name?
I used my first and middle name.
Okay, so I would be Airy, I guess, if you just dropped the first letter, right?
I guess so.
So I'd be Airy Michael. Airy Michael. I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah, it has
actually,
a ring to it.
I could take Rye. I'm going to drop the L-I or the L-A.
You could be A-M.
A-M. Just A-M.
Like the frequency?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
A-M.
A-M. But okay, I'll be that. I like it. It's nice to talk to you now. You've got Mixed Beat coming up next. Is this one a more recent composition?
This song is called Vixed.
I'm sorry. I'm reading Vixed Beat. It's Vixed. Sorry about that.
Vixed. I made this, I made it like 2 or 3 years ago, but I dropped it this year because I was holding on to it. I wanted to make sure when I dropped it, it was the right time.
Excellent. I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And here, once again, is Mani Bahia.
I ain't got the energy for this one. I ain't want a job, so I quit one. One of these days, I'm a flip, son. I'm about to go and have a fit, son. Yeah. Call me money. Yeah, I ain't got the energy for this one. I ain't want a job, so I quit one. One of these days, I'ma flip, son. I'm about to go and have a fit, son. It's all in my head, I stay in the bed. It's hard to stay fed, I fill up with red.
It's hard to stay blue, it's hard to stay cool. My feelings are true, I feel like a fool. Up and down, man, I'm turned around and twisted. The way I trip and lose myself be something wicked. We can't fly, but we sure can get lifted. Glass half full, I feel the need to just tip it. I swear to God, I always gotta learn the hard way, cause I will never get it if I learn the wrong way. I don't be feeling really anything these songs say. I sing along and find the picture perfect wrong way. I gain it all when I let myself go. Ah, will I fall? I guess I'm gon' know. I plan on jumping up for higher things and grabbing things desiring, like money, rings, and happiness, but only if it's hiring. I ain't got the energy for this one. I ain't want a job, so I quit one. One of these days, I'ma flip, son. I'm about to go and have a fit, son. I ain't got the energy for this one. I ain't want a job, so I quit one. One of these days, I'ma flip, son. I'm about to go and have a fit, son. It's all in my head, I stay in the bed. Ah, it's hard to stay fed, I fill up with red. Ah, it's hard to stay blue, it's hard to stay cool. Ah, my feelings are true, I feel like a fool. Up and down, man, I'm turned around and twisted. The way I trip and lose myself be something wicked. We can't fly, but we sure can get lifted. Glass half full, I feel the need to just tip it. I give no whoa, life is rough. We turn up, then bite the dust, yeah. And discard trust, yeah. I got no friends, but I got buds, yeah. Spread so far because of personality. Challenging when you hate your own reality. But flattering when someone wants to be your apple tree. We communicate, but not in actuality. Tell me up front, I'll give you my love. But tell me right after, it won't even matter. This is not love, this a disaster. I am a queen, I eat from a platter. I ain't got the energy for this one. I ain't want a job, so I quit one. One of these days, I'ma flip, son. I'm about to go and have a fit, son. It's all in my head, I stay in the bed, yeah. It's hard to stay fed, I fill up with red. It's hard to stay blue, it's hard to stay cool, yeah. My feelings are true, I feel like a fool. Interesting enough, I actually have the video for Vixxed dropping sometime next week.
How can people follow your music?
You can follow my Instagram. I have my music all over the place, but the one place you can find all the links and everything for it is on my Instagram at ManiBahia19. That's M-A-N-I underscore B-A-H-I-A underscore 19.
Maybe you should be pursuing business. That was very good. Thank you for being with us
today. Thank you for having us.
And for Crunk Movement and Center of Life, this is AM signing off. Thanks, Maddie.